crazy.
If I had any musical talent, I'd be playing this to you. Hey, I know it's almost news time, but I got to get this in today. I mean, we were busy with the girls, you know, and had so much stuff to get to, but I really have to bring this to your attention because it's urgent. So there's a thing in Philadelphia called the, I don't even know really what it's called. It's called a furry convention.
A furry?
Wolfie.
It's called Anthrocon. It was in Anthrocon? Pittsburgh this year. Anthrocon.
But the fetish is they're into furry animals or dressing up like furry animals.
A full furry outfits.
Yeah.
They're into furry outfits.
I saw an episode of CSI that talked about people like this.
Yeah, I'm not joking. So Wolfie turned us on to this. He said, I'm going to go over and cover this furry convention. And I was like, fairy?
All these conventions come to Philly.
Yeah, a lot of shit goes down in Philly. Well, they have to work extra hard to get conventions in town.
They'll take anything.
They're open to any kind of convention. But like, this isn't just, you know, like 20 people. I mean, it's like they have a whole parade.
Well attended?
It's well attended. There's a whole convention. And like before the convention, there's a parade.
He said 6,000 people at the convention, almost 1,000 in the parade in full costume.
Yeah.
Wow.
And their lifestyle.
There shouldn't be anybody watching them, though.
These are all adults. It said Wolfie kind of thought like a lot of them were gay, but not all of them.
Uh-huh.
Some were bi, some were straight, but.
Well, LGBT.
A little bit of everything. Is that what LGBT stands for?
No.
Wow. Anyway, let's see. LGBT, a little bit of everything. Right. Okay. And what is LGBT?
Lesbian, bi, gay, transgender, transgender.
And heterosexual.
You'd have to put an H in there.
H. Anyway, so, this was in Pittsburgh. Okay, got it. Not in Philly.
Pittsburgh.
No, it happened in Pennsylvania. I was close. So it's a furry convention, and people, their fetish is so strong that they're into dressing like their favorite animal.
So you would have to dress as?
My favorite animal? I guess I'd dress as a, I love dogs.
Okay, you'd have to dress as a dog.
Although I'm becoming a cat person. Maybe a cat. I love my two cats. Love that North Shore animal.
And you fought it.
I did. Well, I used to have a cat before, you know, Shira, Princess of Power. But
yes, but you did not want to take in these two cats.
And I'm so glad we did. Take in an adult cat from North Shore Animal League today. You will not be sorry. An adult cat. Because they're all sitting there in the cages. You know, everyone gets the kittens. They're great. And you can get the personality you want. So I've become a cat person. But anyway, the furry convention. Let's get back to it. So here's a guy. Wolfie just ran into various people. And you might guess that they're weird. Because this is no bullshit. It's not like they just get dressed up once a year. Some of them go 24/7 in their costumes.
What? How do you work and, you know, make...
It's called like an anthropomorphia. Anthropomorphic. It's
like
a disease.
Yeah, but you can't wear an animal costume to work.
Some guys do. Wait, you'll hear. Here's some guy. This is some dude. I don't know where the hell he's from. He got some accent.
Now, is there furry pornography?
Yeah, there's lots of furry pornography.
How much do you have in your collection?
Actually, I have like 10,000.
You have 10,000 furry pornos?
By the way, nothing embarrasses this guy. Like 10,000?
Like, maybe he's thinking that's a, you know, that's a decent number, but he really has 50,000.
Yeah, I'm not pervy. That guy over there has 100,000. There's only 10,000 furry videos. And I think they jerk off in their fur.
Right, they have to be in the costume.
Yeah, 10,000 images.
What do you think is the best way to clean semen off of your fursuit?
Well,
now, usually when someone asks you what's the best way to clean semen off your fursuit, you're in a mental institution, not usually out on the street. And usually you get upset when somebody asks you that, but not this guy.
Actually, my semen is hard to clean when it's wet, so I have to wait for it to be dry. Then I can clean it with water, so I can brush it with water, and that's done.
How did you initially get into the furry lifestyle?
Well, long time ago, I was looking for soup porn, bestiality, sex with animals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I found that furry images, and I said, oh, I like that.
So he was looking for bestiality porn, And then he came across furry images, which I think he means he came across people in furry outfits.
Right, while he was looking for his bestiality videos.
Imagine that's your thing. But all right, here we go.
But he found that he liked the furry animal thing better.
I don't know. Let's hear.
So you said that you had an interest in bestiality.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, what animals have you had sex with?
Oh, I've never tried except with dogs.
Just with dogs?
Yeah.
What kind of dogs are your favorite?
Well, German Shepherd. They are big dogs, and they are obedient. So you can tell them yes, or you can tell them not.
No shame, this guy.
Right. He'll just open up about anything.
Yeah, I like a German Shepherd.
Only with dogs.
Is he into
crazy?
Male dogs or female dogs?
I don't know. Did Wolfie ask?
Wolfie. Wolfie's in shock right now. Wolfie's in a coma. Dogs. What do you call them? A German Shepherd.
A German Shepherd.
If you're going to fuck a German Shepherd, shouldn't you learn how to say it? Yeah, just, you know, that's my bugaboo with this whole thing.
What's the best way to train a German Shepherd to have intercourse with you?
It's a whole procedure. You have to masturbate the dog for the first time. Then, you stand on all fours so that the dog can mount you.
Oh!
And, things happen.
How do you actually guide the dog's penis into your ass?
Well, once the dog is on you, he starts trying to find the hole. Finally, he finds it, and it goes all the way in.
Wow.
How many German Shepherds have you had sex with in your life?
Actually, two.
At least he's monogamous.
Jeez! I didn't realize he was...
getting fucked.
Yeah!
Yeah. I hope this doesn't give you ideas, Rob.
No.
You stick to that vibe, right?
No, I'm afraid we're allowing other people to learn things we shouldn't.
I know. I mean, isn't that against the law?
It definitely is against the law.
Yeah. Can we lock this guy up? He's like not in the least bit embarrassed. I mean...
It sounds like he would tell anyone.
Yeah, officer. Two dogs, actually, and not a lot. Would it be like America's Funniest Videos if, like, I let a German Shepherd fuck me in the ass and Beth walks in, she catches me? Honey, no. There's a camera over there. It's for America's Funniest Home Videos. We're going to win $10,000.
Vacation when you're having sex with a German Shepherd?
Yeah. Lubricant, normal.
Yeah, you have to use lubricant. That was the question. Yeah.
Water-based lubricant.
Does dog semen taste different than human semen?
Everyone's semen tastes different.
Which do you prefer?
Actually, I prefer certain person's semen. A guy, a friend of mine, yeah.
Why do you prefer his?
Oh, yeah. It's like sweet.
Boy, Wolfie stayed with this guy a long time. He was
a goldmine. He should have stayed with him for hours and brought him in here. By the way, I mean, his most normal answer is that his guy friend's semen tastes the most natural and wonderful.
That he really
sweet.
Prefers it.
Yeah, that was his most normal answer. Eat another guy's semen was normal. Wow. Want to hear more from Furry Con?
Sure.
Yeah, well, no one's as good as that guy, but you'll learn.
Yeah, maybe we should have saved him for last.
You think I should have done the build-up, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
I told you this was urgent. I had to play this for you.
What type of furry are you most attracted to?
More like, you know, foxes, canines, more along my own species.
More along your own species?
Yeah. Which is basically, you know, foxes, red foxes, fennec foxes, arctic foxes.
Gary says that he was talking to Wolfie that these people are so serious about this that, like, they have their own species, they have their own fox. Like, he's a fox. And at the convention, most foxes hang around with other foxes, like in real
nature. Oh, so
nature.
They go with their group.
Yeah. And it's very tight-knit. It's a whole thing. 6,000 people showed up at this. This is no joke.
Because
this country's going downhill.
I think what they do is they get in groups and they lay around together like animals would.
Yeah. This is psychotic. I've never heard of this particular thing.
Is there a way to get off this planet?
Yeah. Sure
is.
I
really need to go.
Talk to that guy from Virgin Atlantic. Isn't he booking trips to the moon?
No, they just take you up and they bring you back down, which is also stupid.
But at furry convention, it's all animals. You can be any... I guess you could be...
But it's all mammal type.
Mammals, yeah. I don't think you could be a cockroach. That's the insect convention.
Right, because they don't have fur.
Right.
Have you ever masturbated to an anthropomorphic character?
I would say yes, but, you know, like I said, it doesn't matter if someone masturbates to anime or, you know, furry. Heck, some people masturbate to Star Wars even. So, you know.
Gotta lock them up, too.
Which anthropomorphic characters do you masturbate to most often?
Mostly females. Female foxes and, you know, canines.
That's normal.
Female foxes and canines.
He masturbates to female canines. What the fuck convention is that? Where were the police?
Yeah, isn't this like a sting operation? Weren't they supposed to arrest all these people?
We gotta go, folks, sponsors.
Well, the jails are filled with weirdos, but I guess anything goes in this country now.
It is a free country. This is what we have to deal with.
Now, personally, what type of fursuits are you most attracted to?
Cats.
Why cats?
I'm a cat. I've always been raised with cats. I always liked cats.
Pretty shitty impression of a cat.
I've always kind of felt that I was cat-ish. As a kid, I acted like a cat. And
you know how Chaz thinks he's a man?
Right. These people have the same deal. There's an animal trapped inside them.
You think there's a doctor that would surgically put a tail on them?
Well, didn't they sometimes speculate that the Wildenstein woman loved animals and she was trying to look like a cat?
Maybe she was. I mean, okay, now we have transgender. Are we ever going to have trans
species?
I hope so. I hope there's a doctor working on that. I would take a lot of
and
pleasure.
And now are we going to have the marriage laws changed so they can be married too?
I would like it if Cher's other kids all morphed into animals. Like a whole crazy thing, like a special on the Oprah Network about Cher's reaction to that Allman kid becoming, a dog. I've always felt I was a dog. My sister's now a man, and now I want to be a German Shepherd. And our other brother wants to be a zebra. Cher, what do you think of this? I don't know. I still call him, not Lassie. Cher, what do you think of this? Oh, Cher just jumped out the window. Okay.
Kept doing it, and now I'm this.
Now, what do your parents think about your love of anthropomorphics?
My mom thinks I'm a freak, and my dad loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why does your mom think you're a freak?
Honestly, she hates me wearing a tail. That's the only problem she has. She can't stand seeing people with tails. She thinks it's retarded.
He was born in the wrong body.
What do you do for a living?
Me? I'm a cook. Luckily, I have a job that lets me wear all of my gear while I work.
Really? So you wear your full regalia at work?
Everything you see me in now, this is just what I work in. This is everyday clothing for me.
Why
don't... That is not right, because you have to have a hairnet.
A fur net, Robin.
When you work around food, and if he's wearing an entire suit...
Look, it's probably a really bad restaurant.
Someplace I wouldn't be going.
I don't know. Maybe it's 5-star. What do I know? How come we have such normal people working here? Why don't I have an intern who's into this? The restaurant likes it. Keeps mice out of the restaurant, I would imagine.
I wonder if he does.
He'll eat mice.
Chase and eat mice.
Absolutely.
Since he's a cat.
Listen, I think we're going to see the day where people are converting into animal kingdom. I'm not kidding. And they're going to live with wolves and dogs and cats. And I'm for it. And I'm for, listen to this. Interspecies marriage. What do you think of that? Between people who dress up like dogs and regular people.
But maybe they don't even want that. They just want to marry. Able to marry another dog.
I'm against that. That I am against. What is it?
I'm looking at this. They have this list of all the things that are available to do at the convention this weekend.
What can you do there?
Well, let's see. There's a. You can go to a panel called "Are You a Werewolf?" You go to a panel called Connecting to Your Spirit Animal Meditation.
Right.
There's one called Fox Hunt. I don't even know what that is.
I think I'm a wolf.
Husky Meet and Greet.
Oh, Husky Meet and Greet.
Husky Meet and Greet. I don't know, just lots of really
I don't even
weird...
know what half those things
Do you,
are.
Can you imagine that
just
there's, that,
by definition.
There's that many people into this?
So you want to be a fursuit handler? Advanced.
What is that?
I guess if you want to handle the suits. I don't even know what
An
that means.
An advanced class.
Because there's a basic class also.
Well, maybe that's a business. I guess you can launder their fur outfits.
I don't know.
Look at this one. Flea collars. Are they safe?
But you got to think to yourself, maybe, like, if somebody thinks they're a dog, they need somebody to walk them.
I'll walk them. I'll walk them right to the mental institution. What is that?
That's how you behave.
Behavior around fursuiters. Be careful around suiters. They have limited visibility. Most fursuiters cannot turn their costume heads. In most cases, suiters are looking through tunnel vision. They hand this out at the convention?
I guess.
Yeah. So when you're in full fursuit...
You can't see to your sides, and you can't turn your head.
If you start running up to a fursuiter from the back or the side, they may not have any idea that you're there, and you can potentially hurt them badly. It's almost like they're animals, you know?
Yeah, because they say don't sneak up on a horse and all that stuff.
Always try to approach a fursuiter from the front and be polite. Remember, there's still a person inside and can react the same way that anyone else does if you startle them or do something they don't want or like. Yeah, it's keeping with them being animals. Fursuit, you see, a human being can take off their fursuit, but he goes, fursuiters can overheat easily. Their costumes typically enclose the body and the head.
So what do you do?
I guess you give them a bowl of water. The temperature inside the head of a fursuit can easily reach 110 degrees.
I think I'd get out of that thing.
You know what you do? You take off your fursuit. You don't carry on with this. It'd be funny if a guy died in his fursuit. Here's another one. Most fursuiters are crazy. I wrote that one. Elevator etiquette. AnthroCon respects a particular form of elevator etiquette when it comes to fursuiters. They will normally be pushed to the front of an elevator line immediately. Please respect this, and if you see a fursuiter waiting to get into an elevator, allow them to move to the front of the line. Yeah, because like a dog pushes his way to the front. I notice my dog has no manners.
He'll just keep going.
What if a fursuiter shits in the elevator? What do you do? Do you pick it up with a bag? Respect the work and money put into these costumes. Some individuals have spent thousands of dollars on their fursuits. Others have constructed their fursuits over the span of years. Some suits may have special technical components or animatronics in them. Whatever the case is, a fursuit is the private property of the owner. Don't hit, strike, touch, or roughhouse with the suit unless the owner has given you specific permission to do so.
Uh-huh.
If they say stop, they really mean stop. So stop means stop. On the subject of touching fursuits, many people think scratching a suit is a nice thing to do. Please do. But please do it only till the owner tells you it's okay. Here's why. Many suits are now being constructed with more expensive and finer furs. If you scratch a suit, it may feel nice to you, but the owner won't feel the same thing. The worst part is scritching or scratching a suit can ruin the fur. You can get matted and pulled out and knotted.
Oh. Well, I want to be able to treat them like real animals.
Finally, remember that not all suiters are the same. Some have higher staminas than others. Some are very shy, while others are outgoing. Some may give hugs or other attention freely to anyone. Well, if you're going to be an animal, you know how, like, dogs just are nice to everyone.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, do some dogs attack? Do any of these attack?
Yeah. Here's one last clip, and then I got to move on.
Tell the audience about your fursona.
He is basically a superhero. He's a kind of a galactic space guy. Police.
Which anthropomorphic animal are you most attracted to?
Wolf. I've always loved wolves.
Wolves seem to be the major thing.
Is that right?
Yeah. I need final cut. Go ahead.
Wolfie finds no embarrassment whatsoever down at the furry convention. And everything else that happened today, we'll talk about on Wrap-Up.
If I fucked a German Shepherd, I certainly wouldn't brag about it. I can't believe it. Yes, Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, Scotty.
How you doing?
All right.
Look, I understand the comedic value of that whole fucking furry convention. Those bunch of SSI assholes that don't work.
That's right. It's a lot of people who probably have too much time on their hands.
Way too much time on your hands. But right, the only issue I have is I know you are a staunch supporter with Beth of the North Shore Animal League. And to play a clip like that with some wacko having sex with a dog, I mean, I know it's not you or you're not endorsing it, but I don't see that could have been left out. I mean,
well, why would you leave that out? Don't you want to know that? Listen, what are you going to do? There are people right now having sex with people's dogs. You got to make that clear that this is going on, and someone should be alerted.
I understand.
Otherwise, if I don't bring it up and I don't play you that clip, then no one's going to talk about it. They're going to make it sound like it's a nice, fun little event.
We'll never get marriage rights for these people.
That's right. Greg, go ahead. That's ridiculous. Of course you should play that. Greg, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey now, Howard. Hey now. I actually live in Pittsburgh, and they had on the news the segment about that fur convention, and they made it seem like it was something like you should bring your kids to.
Well, that's my whole point to the last caller. Yeah, you watch the regular TV, they make it like, and guess what happened today? Everyone got in furry costumes. Meanwhile, these guys are talking about, this one guy was talking about fucking a dog.
That's why I said, when you said they had a parade of a thousand, I said nobody should be standing on the street to see them.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of newscast is that in Pittsburgh? You got to tell people.
Make them seem okay.
In 5 minutes, I gave you the real scoop here. There's a guy running around cooking in a cat costume. All right, thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
Another guy is busy with dogs. Well, the guy only hangs out with wolves. Howard TV has a picture of a $12,000 furry suit. Let me see. Wow, look at that.
Jeez. Oh, that's a wild costume.
That's actually quite beautiful.
Yeah.
I wish
he's
I was a
the
wolf.
One, I guess, who's the superhero.
Yeah, he's good. Very nice. He even has cat claws. I think some people are into it for the fun of it. When some people might be using
the
furry convention.
Yeah, but they're with guys who are having sex with animals.
That's right.
I don't think I could do that.
I got to admit, I just got turned on by that costume.
Oh, no.
That's right. I might be at the furry convention. Robin, what's in the news?
See, it's now time.